Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141 HUR Voices. This is actually going to be a non-sports talk take. I'm going to deviate a little bit, and by no means do I consider myself to be a self-help guru or a motivational speaker, but something has been on my soul, on my conscience for quite some time, and I really wanted to address it on this platform, on Sirius XM Radio. And this comes deep from my heart, and it's kind of parallel to personal battles that I fight, and I see many of my friends and relatives and colleagues fighting. Everywhere I go, on Instagram, TikTok, even on LinkedIn, everywhere I go, when I wake up in the morning and hop out the shower and brush my teeth and get dressed to go to work, if between that time, if while I'm shaving, I decide to fire open the gram and take a look at some reels, or I always have friends on my chat that are sending different links to different memes and stuff like that. Have you noticed that everywhere you turn, there is an argument, an ongoing, circular, never-ending, ubiquitous argument of us versus them? Every time I fire up reels, there's some woman complaining about how men are worthless and how men are cheap and how men that don't make six figures have no value to society. A man has to dress a certain way at a certain age, at a certain time. If you don't own a couple of nice suits, you're worthless. If you work with your hands and have your name on your shirt, you're a mechanic, you're an HVAC technician, and a lot of those people make a lot of money, by the way. The myth that people, like, remember in Diary of a Mad Black Woman and Kimberly Elsie? She's the protagonist, and her husband's a bad guy, and he's abusive physically, emotionally, and he throws her out of the house, and she's going through this whole adaptation of restarting her life. Her husband had cheated on her and had kids out of wedlock with another woman. And ultimately, she gets herself back on her feet through the help of Madea, Tyler Perry's character that he made $1 billion off of. And she meets Shamar Moore. And Shamar Moore, like, her first husband was rich, and they lived in this beautiful mansion in Atlanta. She meets Shamar Moore. He's just a regular guy. He wears his name on his shirt. Well, the myth that regular guys are making money. If you're a plumber, you're making money. If you're an HVAC technician these days, you're making money. These guys are making six-figure money. If you're driving a UPS FedEx truck, these guys are making money. So we got to get past that. But still, I keep seeing if you're a man and you're not making 150, 200K, then you're worthless, man. You're a loser. You might as well be living in your mama's basement because you have no value to society. And then on the other side, I see if you're a woman, you can't do anything as a woman to succeed. If you're a woman and you're independent and you own your own home, and you have an education, you have a PhD, you like to travel, well, you're still nothing, because you're supposed to be waiting for some man to provide all of those things for you. How dare you go and get an education for yourself and do something by yourself? And then, God forbid, if you're a woman and you've been divorced or you had a child or you're over age 35, your value is being projected on women constantly. Our women, our sisters, our community is projection that with every single year, your value as a human being goes down if you have kids, if you're getting older, and if your BMI is outside of the recommended BMI for women, and you've gained a few pounds after having a baby, basically you're worthless. So if you're a 34-year-old woman with one child that's carrying maybe 10, 15 extra pounds, you got a PhD, you're making six figures, you are worthless to society. And that's being projected all the time, and people consume that. They wake up and they drink it in all day, and it triggers them, and it impacts their relationships. And I've talked to about a half dozen people in the last month that are just fed up and are just tired and are lonely. And my advice is back away from social media. I deleted most of my followers on social media. I've never been a big social media person. So I don't want to create some illusion that I had 100,000 followers or even 10,000 followers. But a few months ago, I decided that I was going to restrict my time on social media. And I was going to be careful specifically of who I followed on social media and what type of stories, what type of narratives, what type of content I actually exposed myself to. So I went in, I saw a whole bunch of people that I've been following over the years that I didn't have no allegiance to. There's somebody that I bought an album from 25 years ago. I'm following that rapper or that R&B singer on social media. I got rid of all of the people that are conspiracy theorists. I deleted and blocked those people. I got rid of all of the people who are misogynists that hate women. I deleted and blocked those people on social media. I got rid of all of the people who had unrealistic expectations in life. For example, the woman who has four kids is probably carrying 70 or 80 extra pounds, not 10 extra pounds, that will only date someone if they're a millionaire, they're 6'7", and an NBA ball player. I just don't expose myself to that anymore. I don't expose myself to negativity. I don't want to wake up in the morning and while I'm doing my morning routine, getting prepared to go to work, I don't want to expose myself to that nonsense. That's chicanery. I don't want to expose myself to unrealistic people, asinine people, people who are angry, people who are complaining. I went on a date with a guy and he was mad at me because I ordered $400 worth of food for myself and my kids, and he should pay for my kids on the first date. Why would I want to be trapped in that circular conversation? Us versus them. I'm sick and tired of us versus them. I want to be around people who uplift me. I want to be around people who make me feel good. I want to follow people who are randomly giving sneakers to children in need. I want to follow people online that donated a kidney to save their brother's life. I want to follow people online that have gone through adversity. People like Hansel Emanuel, that had his arm amputated, is out there with one arm crossing people over on the basketball court, which doesn't even seem to make sense logistically. He's crossing people up and dunking on people. I want to follow individuals like that. I want to drink in positivity. I want to be around people that have purpose, that have mission, that are driven. And that's what I want to be around. So I tell people out there that are triggered by what, and it's on LinkedIn too. I'm a professional person. I haven't really gotten into serious talking about my day job as a healthcare executive, and I'll get into that over the weeks and months. But I even see colleagues triggered by microaggressions at work. People wanting to foster geopolitical discussions with their colleagues in the workplace, as if that ever ends well. I got to a point where I was sick of it. I'm sick of exposing myself to individuals that make me feel bad, individuals that trigger me, individuals that remind me of a time that I was ostracized or hurt or grieving or struggling with the vice or trying to grow or trying to get better. And someone saying that, hey, James, it doesn't matter what you do in your life, you're never going to be good enough. Because you're them and you're not us. I unplugged from that. And I've been pretty good ever since. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
James Lewis.
The Wizards, they beat Smerch Jordan. They did the impossible. They took the godly image, the deity, which is Mike, the sports deity, which is Michael Jordan. They beat Smerch him with those awful teal and brown uniforms. Like this franchise is a joke from end to end, from top to bottom. They sucked in the 80s. They sucked in the 90s. They sucked in the early 2000s. They suck now. And quite frankly, I've had enough.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm doing something I never thought that I would say on the show. I am denouncing my Washington Wizards / Bullets fandom. I am a free agent.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Do you need to lose a significant amount of weight? Are you fighting a serious chronic condition like hypertension or diabetes? This is Lanch J here for Dr. Fabian Garcia at MedHealth Clinical Solutions. Although based in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Garcia is now working with patients all over the country via telehealth. Dr. G is a student of both autophagy and intermittent fasting. His wellness coaching helped me to go from 270 pounds down to a slim 205. That's a size 32 waist from a 40. Call 321-989-6887 or go to medhealthclinic.com to engage with their staff and book an appointment. Trust me. Your body will thank you.
James Lewis.
L is a heavy waiter with steady paper. You the type to go to jail for a petty caper and come home on good behavior. Talking about you no longer hard now, cause you's a man of God now. Yo, it's amazing. L is blazing, always been. Before I put the braids in, I used to let the waves spin. What you be saying don't impress me at all. And them chicks you be jaying don't be sexy at all. We're like everything that I recite stand out. Go head in front so I can try this right hand out across your jaw. L never lost the war. I'm not gonna spit that bar about enforcing the law. You got something to say to cough it out. Cows be wanting beef. When you pull out the heat, they're ready to talk it out. What is there to talk about? You was just fronting, now it ain't nothing. Ain't that something? Bars.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.